Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
And what did he say?
He told me to fuck off.
Oh, you're kidding.
Nope.
Well, what did you say to that?
Called him a cunt, told him to fuck himself, and then said that he is everything wrong with journalism.
The paper boy?
He wouldn't give me the paper, would he? I pay for the service.
Hey, but you can't blame the kid for the industry, can you? How old is he?
11.
Well, he ain't 9, so he should know better, but still learning his trade, isn't he?
Ah, fuck him. I'll go and buy the paper myself, yeah? Jake has lost a customer.
Didn't realise you were on first-name terms.
Yeah, well, he calls himself Jake News. As in, like, fake news.
That's 4-0.
Oh, he just scored?
Yep.
Oh, lovely. 4-0 always sounds so much better than 3-0.
Oh, aye. Loads better.
Great. Great. yes, I'll have a large Cabernet Sauvignon.
Christ, are you still at your dinner?
I'm just getting around in.
That's a small round, isn't it? Just you.
Well, I got my timing right.
Christ alive, I can see why you dodged Barnsley away in the League Cup third round, seeing as you're hobnobbing and bollock-rubbing with London's elite.
Hey, I'm not going to sit in Barnsley for an hour and a half on a Wednesday night.
Hey, I can see that, pal. Fucking hell.
Oh, did you read my text?
I'm watching the game, pal. I'm working.
Just read it.
Just tell me.
No, read it.
Patrick, I've got you on the phone. Just fucking tell me.
So, Roman. You know Roman, right? You know Roman?
I know Roman Abramovich, pal.
He says to me, do you fancy the eclipse this weekend?
I've seen an eclipse.
No, it's one of his super yachts.
Ooh, hello.
Yeah, so he's throwing a little party for the football owners and, you know, influential people sort of thing.
Right.
And yeah, you know, everyone's going to be there. So, do you want to be my plus one?
Aye, but we got Fulham this weekend, haven't we, pal? You love going to Fulham as well.
Yeah, not as much as I love being on a super yacht, Woody. They're not really a Premier League team anyway, are they? Really?
Aye, that's a good point. We'll play them again in 2 seasons, won't we?
So, plus one, Christopher Woodall?
Fuck it. Aye, let's do it.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following a season that secured Premier League survival and boasted an impressive European campaign, Ashwood City enter season 3 of The Offensive. It's Saturday the 26th of September, and for match week 3 of the Premier League, sporting director Chris Woody Woodall and chief executive Patrick Nolan are observing the weekend's action aboard the Eclipse, the flagship vessel in a fleet of superyachts belonging to Chelsea FC owner Roman Abramovich.
So what's the difference between a yacht and a super yacht?
What?
If this is a super yacht, what makes it a super yacht? Has it been bitten by some fucking radioactive entrepreneur or something?
It's a super yacht because of the fucking size of it. And the price tag.
How much is it?
He told me once. I think he values this one at around $800
million. $800
million? Yeah.
That's like 600 million quid.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking hell, that's us. That's the fucking price of Ashwood City Football Club. Or Lionel Messi.
Yeah, well, just keep your fucking voice down, okay? Because everyone on this boat...
It's super yacht.
Everyone on this super yacht thinks that I am super rich.
Okay, and if you give them reason to think otherwise, then you are super fucked.
But you are rich.
Not as rich as this lot.
Well, how do we get a special invitation then?
Oh, just, you know, it's football circles, really. That, and he thinks that I want to buy one of his yachts. Oh, you've got martini on my fucking pocket square.
It's a fucking tissue. It's meant to get wet.
It is not a tissue. It's a pocket square. All right, this was my dad's. All right?
Let's just go back a bit to when you said Roman thinks that you're going to buy his fucking yacht.
Yeah.
This actual one.
No, not fucking this one. It's got two helipads, for fuck's sake. A different one. A smaller one.
What? Why does he think that?
Because I go and browse it every now and again.
Why?
Just so, you know, so he thinks that I can afford it.
Jesus fucking Christ. You did this to him with David Zappacosta.
I know.
Why do you do it?
Because
you want to play at the big boy table, isn't it?
Look, I have financial clout, okay? I can play at the big boy table.
No, you fucking can't. You're at the fucking weird table with Steve Parrish getting pissed on cheap Merlot. That's what you're doing.
I was just browsing his yacht.
You're a fucking time waster. Fucking tire kicker, that's you.
I wasn't time wasting.
You were. Shit or get off the yacht, pal.
Are you saying I'm cheap?
Cheap, yes. You've been diagnosed with that since birth, pal.
I'm not even the cheapest man on this yacht.
Super yacht.
Look, Daniel Levy over there. See that? See what he's holding?
Napkins?
Yeah. Free napkins from the bar. He keeps them.
He's got Gareth Bale and a fucking magnificent arena, pal. What have you got?
Oh, please. A gorgeous stadium, but for the ugliest football. You know, like a fucking bulldog wearing a nice hat. What's the big deal?
The big deal is that you're the only guy on this super yacht afraid of a big deal.
Hey, what about Ollie Watkins? Eh?
Well, you were never gonna do it.
I was, mate.
You weren't, mate.
I was.
Patrick, I know you, alright? You were swinging your willy around, ESG are broke, and you're tight. So it was never gonna happen.
No, believe me, I was interested in Ollie.
The only fucking Ollie you're interested in is the Ollie Gark that owns this fucking boat.
Super yacht.
Ah, whatever. Now, can we please just watch the fucking football?
God, I hate this.
What?
Watching Ashwood on TV with a bunch of powerful people. I feel like I'm at sports day watching my fat asthmatic son trying to complete the 60-yard dash.
Hey, we've got top billing here, pal.
Oh, come on. Brighton v United, Palace v Everton, followed by West Brom Chelsea. Another final game of the day is Ashwood City v Fulham. I mean, Jesus.
You've got the richest eyes in football watching your team, pal.
They're not watching anymore.
They are. Don't be so hard on yourself.
No, look, there's Roman. See? Yawning.
That's because he doesn't like football, pal.
The owner of Chelsea.
Hey, besides, he's just tired, isn't he? It really, really takes it out of you entertaining folks, you know? Being the hostess for the mostess. You know, I was speaking to him earlier about KFC and I accidentally said KGB twice. I mean, talk about putting your foot in your mouth. Fuck me, what am I like?
Yeah, well, thanks for trying to make me feel better, but quite frankly, Fulham 0, Ashwood City 0 is not the best dessert to this four-course extravaganza. The shit cake pudding with a dollop of piss sorbet.
Go on, Broomy. Go on, Broomy.
Oh, God, look at Shahid.
Where?
He just gave me a fucking smarmy look there.
What kind of look?
Like this.
God, that is smarmy, isn't it? What's he so fucking proud of? We're all over his little fucking cottage people, or whatever he calls him.
If you had to kick one guy off this boat, who would it be?
Probably that cunt there.
That's a waiter. He's really nice. He brought me this potted shrimp.
Potted shrimp? What's he doing giving you Stoke v Morecambe?
Oh, shut up. It's delicious. Okay, why would you kick him off?
Just don't like his face.
I'd kick Shahid Khan off.
Pal, come on. That's a bit racist.
What?
Isn't it, though? I can never tell. People throw it around a lot these days, don't they? I'm just joining in.
Well, it isn't.
It's a boat full of white guys, and you want to kick him off?
Yeah, not because he's not white, Woody. It's because he's a smarmy twat.
Look around, pal. This is the fucking HMS, smarmy twat. This is a fucking cargo ship of smarm. If this thing breaches, they'll be cleaning smarmy residue off the sea life for the next year with a fucking toothbrush.
I'm telling you, a second ago when we didn't get that penalty decision, he twirled his moustache and laughed.
Oh, jeez. And he's working the plank for that, is he?
I just want a goal so I can go over there and say, oh, hey, Shahid.
Unlucky, mate.
Ooh, scary.
Yeah, right in his face.
Hmm, that doesn't sound like social distancing.
Ah, the laws of the sea, my friend.
The laws of the sea.
Oh, yeah. No rules on these briny waves, amiga.
All right, that'll do, Captain Cock. Fucking laws of the sea.
But don't sit on that.
What?
Get off.
What is it?
It's a latch to release the thingy.
The thingy? What's the fucking thingy? The Kraken?
The little submarine thing.
It has a submarine.
Yeah.
Like fucking Thunderbird 2.
What? Thunderbird 4 is the submarine.
Hey, I meant Thunderbird 2 is the one carrying Thunderbird 4, you know?
You said Thunderbird 2.
I know, I'm referring to this fucking yacht as Thunderbird 2, you dev.
Just don't go fucking near it.
Why not?
Woody, there's seats everywhere.
Where?
What, there, there, and there? It's a 600 million quid yacht. They installed seats. Trust me. Now, they installed bulletproof glass and a missile detection system.
No, he hasn't.
What?
He hasn't got those things on here, has he?
Yeah, he has.
How do you actually know that, though? Like, know it as a fact?
Because I know these things, Woody. Now, whilst everyone else cares about popular music and Netflix and culture wars, I care about this sort of stuff.
Bulletproof glass, oh.
Yep.
It's a bit over the top, isn't it?
Yeah, well, can't be too careful.
I don't know. Can't be too careful is wearing a seatbelt, pal. Or wearing knee pads when you rollerblade. This is fucking missile detection and bulletproof glass.
Oh, go on, KFC!
Oh, go on, lad. Pass it!
Pass! Yeah. Get in there!
Yes. Get in!
Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah, the drinks are on me.
Oh, all right. Steady on, steady on.
That's all right. It's an open bar.
Ah, yeah, of course it is.
Oh, what a move that was.
That ball from Broomie and KFC's done so fucking well there, hasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, they'll be picked for England at this rate.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell, they might, you know.
What, really?
Aye.
No, but we've got City next week, and then the League Cup fourth round.
Fuck, you're right. So we had Barnsley 3 days ago, Fulham today, then fucking City, then another fucking League Cup game against Lincoln, and then our two informed players go away with England. That's not good. That's not good at all.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, surely it's like fucking, you know, Lithuania or the Faroe Islands at Wembley or something.
Pal, it's Wales and Belgium.
Oh, fuck's sake. Well, you know, Matt will drop them for the League Cup then, I would imagine.
Oh, no, he won't do that.
What?
Well, he didn't do it against Pompey or Barnsley, did he? So why would he do it now? Patrick. What's he doing?
Ah, Shahid. Unlucky, mate.
Choose a Cross, choose a Gross, choose a Benji Villa, blah, 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 fucking hell! Choose 442's top 21 under 22's on pet.
The Offensive Podcast is now on Patreon. With a single level subscription tier of just $5 a month, you can become an official member of the Super Whites with the Ashwood City season ticket. You'll get an access all areas pass to Dartley Park and receive previously unseen behind-the-scenes footage. This will include sit-down, one-on-one, in-depth interviews with both creatives and the cast of the show. You'll also receive club shop discounts and exclusive merchandise for Patreons only. Monthly downloads will continue in the off-season and will include MP3 downloads of songs featured in the show, such as the Ashwood City song, we're bigger than Gillingham, and a full, previously unheard, 4-minute version of
It's the End of the World as We Know It.
Your money will go towards running costs and maintaining our current high standards. It will allow us to continue to bring you a show described as must-listen by The Guardian, ultra-sharp by GQ, and sharper than Luis Suarez's left canine by The Football Pink. Sign up now for a one-tier price of just $5 a month. You'll become an official fan of the club and enjoy all these benefits and so much more. Visit patreon.com/Ashwood City and get your membership today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This makes great reading for Everton and Ashwood City fans. Look at that. Both on 9 points. Everton top on goal difference. But what a start for Ashwood City after their 1-0 away win tonight in the late night fixture.
Just West Brom, cool.
Sheffield United what? Struggling.
Wait.
Towards the just bottom of the table.
Because we're second in the league, but act like it's no big deal.
Well, it ain't a big deal, pal.
Just pretend, like, you know, like it doesn't bother us, you know? We're like, yeah, cool, yeah, you know? Like, whatever, yeah.
Pal, it doesn't fucking bother us. It's match week three, no one gives a fuck. I don't know why they even show the fucking table.
Second in the league, eh, Woody? Same shit, different day.
Who are you talking to?
You.
But, pal, I'm right here. Why are you shouting?
Shut up, just shut up. The league table's gone now, anyway. Hey, Fulham in the bottom three. Smarmy cunt.
Hello?
Woody, it's Rachel.
Hiya, Rachel. I can't talk long. I'm in the middle of the ocean.
Right. So, anyway, I've just spoken to Matt about Kieran's calf, and Matt is happy to stick with him for
slow
the next
few days. Dr. Robotnik. Kieran's calf? You better be talking about his fucking pet baby cow. What's wrong with his calf?
He's just saying it's a bit tight.
How tight?
Out of 10, he gave it a 7.
Right, that's not a 7, that's a 9.
What do you mean?
He's lying, Rachel.
Well, you think he wants to play against City and then the League Cup?
He couldn't give a fuck about us, all right? He's thinking about England.
Has he been called up?
No, but rumours are circling round like a group of UKIP members around a statue of Winnie Churchill.
So has he been called up?
No, but listen, I'm telling you, him and KFC are on Gareth's wee little list. Fuck me, this is that sexy Icelandic bird's fault, really, isn't it? Kirsty and Kieran should be nowhere near England's finest. Mad.
What do you want me to do?
I'll have a fucking think, alright? Well, that ain't no fucking good. Kieran's got a tight calf. He's obviously just gonna drug himself up to the fucking eyeballs just to get through the international break. And then that's gonna fuck us right after, isn't it? Pal.
Shh.
What do you mean, shh?
I'm in a staring competition.
What? With who?
Bill Kenwright.
Well, you'll never win that, pal.
Whatever. I like being the underdog. Sitting deep, waiting for him to make a mistake.
What is it? First to blink?
Nah, just first to feel too uncomfortable.
Well, I'm fucking eliminated then, because this is fucking painful, Patrick. Jesus Christ.
He started touching his face.
So?
So, he's uncomfortable.
Oh, Christ. Look.
I've got this. This is 3 points in the bag.
Pal, I'm trying to tell you something important.
Oh, bang! Have some of that. Get in. Look at that. Not only has he looked away, he's excused himself and gone to the bathroom.
Ah, great. Good for you. I'm so proud. Never been prouder of you, pal.
Oh, wipe the fucking floor with him.
Yeah, great. Great.
Oh, hello. Looks like we have another competitor in Stan Kroenke.
No. Enough.
I'm on a streak.
Patrick, we've got fixture congestion and our two best, well, most informed players are going to fuck us over for the honour of playing for your stupid fucking country.
What's that, Kent?
No, fucking England.
I think you'll find my tax records indicate that my country is Monaco.
Oh, this is so bloody shite, isn't it?
Look, it's early on in the season. They should be fit enough, right?
Pal, listen to me, all right? Kieran has a tight calf. He's going to fuck himself over with England, and then we'll have to fucking pick up the pieces.
Will we?
Yes. Remember when he got all excited that Marcelo had been called up for Brazil, and he didn't even play but came back with a fucking ruptured Achilles, and you had to pay $180,000 for him to have surgery in fucking Hungary?
Oh, God, I do remember that.
Exactly.
Oh, I even covered the flight.
See?
You know, he wanted business when I bought Premium Economy.
Now you're with me.
And then I called the Brazilian FA to pay for the upgrade, and they wouldn't.
Right. Okay.
You know, I suggested his agent cover some of the fee.
All right, that'll do.
They said it was my responsibility, so then I paid all that, and then he wanted additional luggage.
As I said, that'll do.
He tried to make me fly his wife out, you know? Yeah, I got her a bus ticket. I think she had to change in Hamburg, or was it Frankfurt? I always get them confused.
Listen, you need to call Matt and tell him to drop them for the City game, all right?
Oh, ridiculous.
It ain't ridiculous, pal.
You want me to have a say on the team sheet against Manchester fucking City?
No, I want you to put pressure on the manager.
Interim head coach.
Whatever.
Look, this is exactly the kind of behaviour where people tut about modern football and football owners who, by the way, happen to be some of the most caring and considerate people I know.
The escort auction will begin in 30 minutes.
Christ, I hope they're talking about the car.
I don't think so.
Pal, call Matt.
No.
Just fucking do it.
This is against the oath I pledged when I became an owner.
You didn't pledge an oath.
No, but it sounded good.
Patrick!
Oh, fuck's sake.
Where are you going?
I'm going somewhere where I can make this call in relative peace and where I don't get some horny owners thirsting over the idea of stealing a disgruntled Matt Jansen off of me.
Good. Best of luck with it, right? Just stay strong. Fucking tight calf. Kroenke, quit fucking staring over here and mind your own fucking business, says. You got enough of them, ain't you? Fucking prick.
What
the fuck? That was quick.
Yeah, he was pretty, concise.
Concise in what? Agreeing with us? Patrick, tell me Matt agreed.
He agreed to disagree.
Fuck's sake.
Well, you bloody do it then. You're the sporting director.
But you're above me. You're supposed to crack the whip.
I cracked it all like whoopsh.
Aye, but you missed. You're the fucking worst Indiana Jones ever. You're fucking, what's his face? You're fucking Shia LaBeouf.
God almighty. Is this a practical, constructive conversation? Is it?
No, it's not con-fucking-structive. And if we get to the other side of this international break having been fucked up the bum and getting stuffed with the bill, then you're looking at a fucking destructive conversation. And so is fucking Jansen, let me tell you that.
Calm down.
No, I'm getting my fucking dick squeezed from all angles and I'm supposed to do nothing about it. Pissing me off.
Can we just please?
Matt is going to be trouble, all right? I tell you.
He's doing a good job.
Every Ashwood fan out there thinks the sun shines out of his fucking cock. Well, they'll see. Fucking Golden Boy. They think his fucking bollocks are profiteroles.
Oh, nobody thinks his bollocks are profiteroles.
They do, pal.
No, they don't.
They do.
Well, I don't. You know, otherwise I would have made him manager by now, wouldn't I?
You're only doing it because it's cheaper.
Yeah, so...
Just fucking... Can we please just brainstorm?
We are brainstorming.
We're not. We're fucking brain shitting and brain pissing everywhere. Brain vomit all over the deck.
God, here, have this.
What's that?
You're angry. This'll calm you down.
What is this, a fucking Snickers advert?
No. It's a Canard à la Presse aperitif.
What the fuck is that?
Pressed duck.
Pressed duck.
Yeah, yeah. You see, what they do is they asphyxiate the duck and then press it and ever so slightly roast it in its own bone marrow. Then the garnish...
Excuse me. Are you a fucking psychopath?
It's delicious.
It's fucking strangled duck, Patrick.
Oh, just try it.
No, I will not just try it. Poor fucking fella is quacking on a pond, and next minute Dennis Nielsen pops up and roasts him in his own fucking spunk or whatever it is.
Well, that's that ruined.
Oh, look at that. Spat duck. Anyone for spat duck? Half chewed on the aged molars of an old Etonian, resting in a fucking mucus jus? Anyone? It's delicious. Anyone for spat duck?
Keep your voice down. You're making us look like prats.
Prats? Who says prats?
All right, twats. You're making us look like twats. Sorry I didn't swear. You know, sorry I didn't shout some fucking obscenity and then fart and, you know, threaten the deckhands.
Deckhand? Ooh, look at me. I've been on a fucking boat before.
That's what they're called.
Whatever. I heard you earlier telling David Sullivan we were travelling at about 7 knots.
We are travelling at 7 knots.
Hey, but it's a fucking showy-offy thing to say, isn't it?
No, it's not!
What are you, a fucking whale? You're going 5 mile an hour, and besides, who the fuck cares? You're not going any place, are you? Nobody wants to fucking get off. It's a fucking floating palace, for God's sake.
Right, I've had enough.
What are you doing?
I'm leaving.
Leaving? Are you going to use the James Cameron submarine?
No, I'm not going to use the fucking James Cameron submarine.
Are you going to swim?
No, I'm going to mingle. Find someone else to talk to. Somebody that doesn't have to argue over every little thing I say.
All right. Fine.
Fine?
Hey, fine. I'll stop.
You promise?
I promise.
Cross your heart and hope to die?
Stick a dildo in my eye.
Well, not the words, but I appreciate the sentiment.
Is this an awkward silence? Is that what this is?
No.
What kind of silence is it?
A peaceful one?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It is peaceful, isn't it?
You know, sometimes when I look out at the vastness of the sea, you know, blushing gold in the late afternoon sunshine, I think... What are you doing?
Hey, Gareth, it's me. Can you call me when you get this?
Who's that?
Gareth.
Macaulay.
No, Southgate.
You called Gareth Southgate? Are you crazy?
It's not the fucking Queen.
That's not gonna work. If I know Southgate, you're just encouraging him to call them up. But what if I call Kieran and you know, just do a little sort of half threat?
Ooh, you're hard. What are you gonna do? Strangle him like one of your wee ducks?
No. Just suggest that any consequence of an injury will result in a fine?
You wanna fine the captain for getting injured?
Yeah.
And what about KFC? Him too? You want to do that as well?
Well, I have to be seen, to be fair.
Let's call that Plan F.
Oh, okay. What's Plan A, B, C, D, and E?
We don't have them.
Right. Great. That's all we need.
What is?
Nah, just, you know.
What?
No, I was just saying. You know, I heard a cough. And, you know, we were all cramped together on a boat. A breeding ground for COVID-19. Oh, God, you know what I heard the other day? COVID. Someone said COVID. It's COVID, right? Not COVID.
You fucking beautiful twat.
What?
Rachel, it's me. You're fired.
What the fuck are you doing?
What?
You're fucking fired, and so are all your physios, nurses, midwives, and whoever else is on your fucking medical team.
It's whomever.
Shh!
What?
Woody.
What's going on? I don't understand.
Well, since you ask, Rachel, I actually can keep you in a job. Should you complete a wee task for me?
What is it?
Wait a second. Tell me you mailed Beth Davis. ship to Tiffany.
Uh-oh.
Yes! Shit!
Oh, fucking classic.
Oh, no! Did you make a copy? Because if you made a copy, we could work...
Hello?
Kieran, it's Rachel.
What, the stripper?
No. The doctor.
Fuck, I thought you were dressed as a policewoman.
No, Kieran, it's not the stripper. It's Dr. Rachel Webber.
Oh, right, yeah. You're right, Rach.
Yeah. Look, I've just had your COVID-19 test returned to me, and I'm afraid it's positive.
What?
Yeah, so you'll have to self-isolate for 14 days.
14 days from now?
That's right.
That's 2.5 weeks.
It's exactly 2 weeks, actually.
Right. Hang on. So, I'm going to miss the England game?
That's... right, yeah.
Fucking hell. Well, is it like 14 working days, or is it just 14 days?
It's just 14 days. The virus is active on weekends.
Oh, this is fucking shit.
The club have requested the postponement of the Man City Premier League fixture, as they're struggling with positive tests too. And the League Cup fourth round.
Why, someone else got it as well?
Yeah, I can't really divulge that, but you'll find out.
Right.
Actually, Kieran, I can't seem to get hold of Kyle.
Oh, right, it's because Rachel stole his phone. Not you.
The policewoman?
Yeah. Let me just find you his email.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.